When I came to London in 1956, I suppose it was, around about then, maybe 55, a whole year went by without my knowing whether there was a Natural History Society I should join. And then suddenly I discovered it at last. London Natural History Society did not advertise itself at all well. And by devious means, I found how to join it. I joined it. So after a while, went out to on all their weekend trips. That enabled me to get to know London from a biological point of view, where the best places to go were for the house martins or whatever. And I, being, of course, very keen on sounds and recording, I thought it might be a rather good idea to compile a collection of London bird sounds. And I started. And I put this to the committee of the London Natural History Society. They were very enthusiastic about it and gave me full support. Yes, what a good idea it would be. And then I happened by, I don't know quite how, I let Geoffrey Boswell know about this. Back by return of post came a letter saying, "The world, not London." So I got the message. And between the two of us, to cut a long story short, we formed what became ultimately known as BLOWS, British Library of Wildlife Sounds. And that was under the umbrella of BIRS, which was the British Institute of Recorded Sound, located in Russell Square at that time. Under the leadership of Patrick Saul, who had for a long time wanted to expand BIRS to include wildlife sounds. So we formed BLOWS in 1969, and it was formally opened by David Attenborough. And since then, of course, it's had a long history since 1969. It was involved in a move from Exhibition Road, where it was for a good many years, and BIRS was taken over by British Library. And then the move came to St Pancras. I can't remember what year it was, but well, we were very dubious about that move from Exhibition Road to St Pancras, particularly Ron Kettle, who was curator of our wildlife collection there. He thought, oh dear. But of course, in the end, it was a great boon, a big uplift for us, because at St Pancras, British Library had such a wonderful infrastructure. It gave the whole thing a big uplift.